This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
We get that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic of podcasting.
I mean, you don't
have
to Google it. I'm just saying, just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm going to shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast.
All right, so when kiddo came back on Friday, she wanted her hair dyed and stuff. So her and her mom stopped and got like her hair dye. But yeah, so her and her mom go out and pick out her hair color and come back. And I was like, all right, you know, we'll do it Saturday or whatever. She's like, okay. So, you know, we get ready. I get like, she's got like the dyeing gloves on. Like I get like the actual like surgical gloves on. I was like, nah, nothing flimsy. Like I want something locked in. I don't want this thing like slipping off in your hair. And I'm like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit.
They do. I have a set, or I have a pack of them if you ever want any for this kind of action. I have the deer skinning ones that go all the way down to like your shoulder. So it's all straight like plastic glove, just in case you're like, okay, let's do this.
So we, you know, I dye her hair. And I get it in there, and then, like, I comb it through, and, like, I make sure I got everything, and I'm real, like, cautious with her root line, because she's got, like, half her head shaved. And she's like, I don't want any of the dye over here. I was like, sweet, you couldn't have made this any harder like, for me, but I'll sort this
out.
Like,
do I look like Vidal Sassoon? Do you want me to do over here?
Yeah, they do not make shampoos after my name alone. Like, we're not. So I was like, okay. So I get it all done. We do the process and she goes and takes her shower and does like the shampoo and conditioner part, you know, and I just so happen to like throw ice on my back and go like kink the bed up and like lay down and she's in my shower and I hear her come out and, you know, right after the initial wipe on the mirror or whatever, I hear her go, "Ooh, I like it." And I was like, yeah, motherfucker, what's up?
Nice. It looks good. Nicely done, dude. That's hard to do, man. Especially when she puts so many restrictions on where it can go.
Yeah, I was proud, man. I was like, that's what's up. Hopefully I do it every time and not it's not like a one-time fluke.
Yeah, now she quote-unquote trusts you with her hair. When she's pulling it out.
Like, she'll be like, yo, let's do some rainbow colors and layer it. I'm over here watching like 25 hours of YouTube video in eight like, hours somehow.
There's plenty like, of those influencers on there tell you exactly how to do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we're practicing with Kool-Aid first before we go to real dye. Not happening.
Can you dye with Kool-Aid? Is it like super temporary?
Yeah, it's one of those where like if you want to get like maybe a weekend out of it and you don't like throw the kid in the shower to wash their hair. Right. It'll get through, but also it's one of those, like, if you do red and you already got like a really light blonde, like you're just that like odd orange that comes out after like washing it. And it's like, it just won't go away. Like the hair's like, nah, I'll hold just this amount of color until it grows out. Yeah.
Just enough for the next 2 years.
But now if you got a, like, obviously, kids with darker hair, it's harder to do. Like, you gotta bleach their hair if you want to use Kool-Aid. But then again, like, if you got their hair bleached, you could just Kool-Aid it up like every other day. Dude! Go lay down, dog! I don't need you patting around. Go lay down! Fuck, man. He's, like, over here, like he's stepping on eggshells, and all I hear is, like, nail. I'm like, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. Like, go away.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. That, oh, jeez, I couldn't contain it. I was like, fuck, just finish your sentence. Just finish your sentence. Like, in the back of my head, just finish your, I was like, I can't do it. This is, like, soup noise times 10 right now. I was like, oh, my God. What are you doing, dog? And he's just like, looking at my kid, who's looking at you, and he's just like, you're moving. Like, what are we doing? Because she's sitting here, wiggling in the chair. And I'm like, it's not for you, man. It's not for you. It's not for you, dude.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that's a good dad story. I'm impressed at your hair dyeing abilities.
Yeah, it worked out quite well. I was like, right. Fuck yeah.
Considering the amount of what you should do now that you're a pro, you gotta dye your beard, bro, like something crazy.
No,
yeah, man.
Well, now there are like very few dudes that can pull off like a dyed beard. One is a professional wrestler.
True.
Just because you could be like, it's my character, and you're also like hugely muscular. I don't just, there's never in nowadays, there's not like any really fat guys.
Right.
Or even like Dusty Rhodes kind of dudes who are like, you know, they're farm strong, but it's all just pork and fucking beer on top of all of it. Like, but it's 60 pounds worth, right? But I don't like, you got to be a really unique dude and have a really unique like skill set, like a professional pickpocket or a magician. But like, even then, you still gotta like
magician.
Like, you gotta like reek of fucking swagger, though. Like, you can't just be a really good magician or like a really good fucking whatever. I don't know, race car driver, and you're like, I dye my beard, my car's colors, like whatever. But you gotta like be able to walk into any room, and everyone's like, I want to hang out with that guy. I don't even care how much of a piece of shit they are. Like, I still want to at least try to see if they're really that much of a piece of shit from what I hear about, because they still look so fucking cool.
All right, come on. Give yourself credit. Minus the piece of shit part, that literally describes you. Not the piece of shit part, but everything else. You got
that.
Nah,
dude. Like, nah. Like, you got to be, like, I'm saying, like, look, I know I'm not ugly. Like, I can walk into a bar and be like, I could walk out of here with somebody if I wanted to. But I'm not the dude that walks into the bar and you're like, who the fuck is that that just walked? Like, you got to be that guy.
I'll give you like, that. Yeah, you're right. You're not that guy.
Yeah, no. Like, talk to me for a bit and I'm good. But if
my
it's
personality
just like,
will seal the deal.
Yeah. Like, if it's just straight roll in there and it is, oh my God. Nah. That. Only the colored beard dude can do that. And that guy's probably a wrestler at that point, because you got to be big and muscular to be doing that.
Right. You got to be big and muscular just to be able to fight the guys who give you shit about it.
Yeah, seriously. Like, it's just asking for somebody very uncomfortable with themselves that goes to the gym quite often to be like, I'm going to start shit with this guy.
Right.
Why? I don't know. I don't like the way he put that fucking blue
like
in his beard.
Looks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, okay, so no beard color for you. That's fine. I get it.
Yeah, and I mean, I went to school in Northern Virginia, and that's like all there is up there. It's just poloed shirt assholes for as far as the eye can see.
Right. let's see. Okay, so let's talk about the finale of WandaVision. We'll get to it here now after your dad stories. First off, I think we should give Paul Bettany a round of applause for trolling everybody. And I was watching the interview, which he admitted it on like Good Morning America or something. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "You ever say something that you immediately regret saying?" Not because he was like, he's like, I said it as a joke. I thought it was going to be funny. And then literally as soon as I said it, people started going down rabbit hole. And he's like, oh, I didn't mean for it to do that. Like, that's not what I wanted it to do. Mm-hmm. So for anybody who hadn't caught it yet, Paul Bettany had made a comment about earlier on in the season saying he, you know, near the end of the season, he gets to work with somebody who he's really enjoyed their body of work, and he's always wanted to work with them, and he admires them as an actor. And so, and it turned out to just be him playing opposite of himself, which was, he thought was going to be funny, which it is. Bravo to you, Paul Bettany. But you sent all of the people, because he's like, they started saying like, Patrick Stewart or Benedict Cumberbatch, or, you know, going through the Marvel Universe and seeing who they had or hadn't, who he had shared screen time with and hadn't. So, like that was a wrong time to make that joke.
Like, that is one of those things where we've all done it. we've said something and it kind of came out wrong. And either it works out in your favor and you're like, or you go, I hope no one calls me out. I hope no one calls me out. I hope no one calls me out. I hope no one calls me out, right? But who I really feel sad for, and I genuinely do, because there's probably a lot of effort that went into it, is the guys that went and sorted out, like, screen time, the amount of screen time, plausible scenarios, and all this other shit, dude, because it's like... Because I'm glad Marvel it gave you work for your podcast or your YouTube thing or whatever, but like when you look back at like that folder, you're just gonna go, fuck you, Paul. Fuck you.
Like, I can never get those hours back.
Mm-hmm.
The days of research.
Like,
yeah,
there just
God
has to be so much work into it. Like, even if you are a person who can like quote movies and just knows them in and out, right? Like, I still don't know a whole lot of Uber nerds who keep timestamps. They're like in minute marker fucking 148, first interaction. Right. Like, you still got to go find that. Like, you're like, ugh.
Luckily, you and I don't do any research for our podcast, and I didn't waste a lick of time on that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I most certainly don't. You at least see what other people are thinking.
Yeah, I let somebody else go do those hours and hours of research to tell me who is likely to be.
Yeah, no, but I stay self-contained in my vacuum. This is the one TV show I'm allowing through. This is the one I'm watching. Once it starts, I'm in it. Once it stops, I leave it alone.
So are you glad you were here for this journey? Did you enjoy, after knowing the whole show, did you?
Yeah, it was a fun show. Like, I always liked the show. They just got to sort out this stupid fucking timing shit, man. Like...
Yeah, we beat that horse.
I don't, you know, yeah. Like, and even at the last episode, it was okay because you get like two spoilers that are all like 4.5 minutes long, pretty much. You know, they're like a kind of another decent clip or whatever. So that's not that big of a deal, but I really hope next season doesn't pop off with like a 22-minute episode and like 18 of it's fucking a catch up and 7-minute credit, right? You know, or whatever. And you're like, mm hmm. I will watch this when it's all out then. I'll just wait.
Lord knows, I don't know if there's going to be another season of this. I don't know if Marvel, it looks like from their timeline of what shows are coming out in this phase, whether they're going to be another like WandaVision. Like, we know that Wanda's coming back for Multiverse of Madness with Doctor Strange. We know that White Vision had his memory restored, and he, as he says, I am Vision, and he takes off. So we know we have to follow that, but I have a feeling that it's going to be one of those things where it's just going to, as opposed to doing a sit down and watching 20 movies, you're going to have to watch the TV show and then the movie and then the TV show, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm not sure if there's going to be, if any of these shows are set up as like, this is season one, you know, is it now? I'm with you. I think last week you were talking about the fact that, you know, maybe there will be another Wanda and Vision TV show, but it won't be called WandaVision because that's the whole point of the Hex, and that's all gone, and that storyline has run its course. This was like, what do they call it? You know,
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they call it WandaVision again. It'll just be something like, you know, WandaVision, you know, Stone Age, right? Because sometime shit happened, and they got blasted back to the fucking Stone Age, and it's like, if they, you know, I'm just throwing that out there, if they wanted to keep like a goofy show or whatever. True. But either way, like, I think WandaVision will stay as the title because it's a good name. You know mm-hmm. who the two people are. And then you can always just put whatever subline under it if you really want to explain or drop a hint, I guess, like what the season may be about. But I'm with you. It's going to be season. She's going to dart off into the movie. At some point, Vision's going to pop up in the movie. Wanda's going to be like, yo, who's this white stallion? What the motherfuck? Right? And then when we reunite with them, it'll be like their meetup again or whatever happens because she heard the kids screaming, right? Like with that, and then you'll get back to a whole Vision Wanda family kind of thing. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's just like an actual Incredibles kind of style super family, mm-hmm. but it's not like Westview or blah, blah, blah. They're just in, hopefully not in like New York. Maybe they're in like Houston or some shit. You know what I'm saying? They're just in a different area and Vision goes into like Vision mode, but he's walking around as a cowboy. You know, like I hope they make him not nerdy because he looks like he's nerdy because he can do so many fun things. Like I want him to just I almost want them to like quantum leap that shit.
Right.
Like their multiverse like they're stuck in the multiverse. Like their life now is in the multiverse, so it's just bonkers banana bullshit happening all the time.
Well, yeah, and with the last, so the only time she saw White Vision was when he was trying to crush her head, which, let me tell you what, you can always get me with, like, that, when they use the skull crack noise, like, as someone's getting their heads, like, I was like, ugh. I was like, I don't care who you are, that's caused damage. If I'm hearing a noise coming from you pushing on my head, I don't care who you are, there's major damage happening. But she just, as soon as Vision knocked him into the RV and then they went off and did their fight. Like, she didn't see White Vision leave, nor do I think did he have time between them. It was all pretty much like time, like there wasn't any breaks in time where they had time to like have any more of a conversation than we saw on TV. So I'm assuming he didn't say, hey, by the way, I woke up your actual boyfriend. And like, he remembers everything now, but he took off. I don't know where he went. Like, he didn't have a time. So she's going to have to, you're right, there's a whole season of her like running back into him after, or running into him either after getting the boys or while she's going to try to get the boys, and then them trying to do this again for real without, like, I don't know, imprisoning an entire town and leaving all the kids in their room. That was nuts, by the way, when Dottie broke out and she's like, can you just please let my daughter out of her room? I'm like, oh my God, you kept all the kids in their fucking room. That's horrible.
Well, I mean, also, like, do we really know if homegirl was telling the truth when she's like, no, that was you. I just broke it. You know what I'm saying? Like, eh. I'm with you. Like, yeah, that's super fucked up if that's the case. Like, I don't know. Hold on, man.
It's fine. But yeah, we'll see where those two could end up later on. They have a lot of stuff planned for this phase. So there's I've got a feeling they're setting her, as we had thought about, I've got a feeling they're setting her up to be the unintentional bad guy. Like, she's not gonna be bad, but with that final shot of her, you know, she's reading the Darkhold, she's you know, hearing her boys calling. So you know it's gonna be one of those mom's going to get her boys, mama don't care who or what she has to go through to get him.
No, I don't think that's going to be remotely close.
Do you think so?
No, I mean, she's going to go get her kids, obviously. That's a given when you hear two children scream.
Right.
Chucky. But, like, no, I don't think it's going to be, you know, they run into each other and it's like, are you my friend or are you my enemy? Like, I think it's going to be pretty clear cut and dry. Like, oh, she's just here for the kids.
Do you think
she's going to... Why am I going to bother with this situation? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's either her path's going to be aligned with whatever the good dude is, and they're just going to go, okay, doop-doo-doo-doo. At this point, with how many people who know who Wanda is, and Wanda's already defended literally the whole entire galaxy... They're not going to go, oh, you're just a rampaging woman fucking hell-bent on her kiddos. Like, the whole thing, you didn't want her to be crazy this whole season. They're not just going to go make her batshit insane all of a sudden because she realized that she is the Scarlet Witch who was just reading the book that would tell her how to do all the most powerful shit. Like, oh, I can save the world again. Like, that's what that is. It's like, hey, Doctor Strange is going to run into an idea, but he ain't going to be able to control it all. Guess who's going to save the fucking day? Wanda. Probably because she needs to get her fucking kids out of whatever the hell they're stuck in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, I mean, Agatha did make a mention that she was, that the Scarlet Witch is more powerful magically than the Sorcerer Supreme. So it definitely, I could see why those two would either have to combine their powers in the multiverse movie, or maybe, like I said, you know, maybe not that she's the bad guy as much as like what she's going to do is like going to create the multiverse, like by whatever actions or whatever spells she's trying to do from the Darkhold. Who knows? But you know, and Dr. Strange is gonna be like, you know what that's gonna do, right? Like, you probably don't want to do that, but if you do, we should do it this way and like team up, or I don't know. You know,
no, I feel like Doctor Strange would be the one that fucks it up, because he's like the perfectionist doctor who's like, oh, I was riddled with my hands and such an egomaniacal cunt to begin with. Like, now I have fucking magical brain powers. Like, yeah, the dude that wanted to read all of the dark books that were forbidden. The dude that wanted to do all of the shit that like everyone was like, hey, man, can you just get your brown belt first and then we'll let you go do some shit? There, he's like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. It's going to be him who fucks something up. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, like, she's definitely doing the same, like that astral projection that she was doing. Like, that's what he did to learn all his reading skills that happened during his movie was the same way, except he has to sleep to do it. She's like, I'm going to go make a pot of tea and relax on my front porch while my other self goes and reads through this entire Darkhold.
Mm hmm.
So that was pretty rad. They did not spare on the special. We had said this a few weeks ago. Like, I hope they have a huge fight scene at the end of this movie, because all the rest of this has been fairly like, we're just in a town having a good old time and we're going to throw a couple of visuals our way. Well, they didn't. This was straight up like, I mean, it's movie quality fight scenes. It was a good time. It was a good watch.
I don't really have much to say on the fight scenes, because like, the story's better. Like, the fight.
The story was very
like,
good.
The story, like, just trumps the fight. The fights were okay. I mean, it's big magic explosion, Vision's flying, Vision's doing Vision shit. Like, yeah. It's, again, like we said, it's fucking Disney backing this shit with their own network. Like, why would their billion-dollar movies all of a sudden be like, not good enough for TV, right? Like, everybody's expecting basically a Blu-ray live, right? Like, that's mm-hmm. pretty much what they're expecting. So when I watch a Blu-ray, it's the fucking movie built for my TV format. So that's what you better give me. And you do. You get like a whole bunch of wicked ass. Like, if you like watching people phase through shit, like the Vision fight.
I have a hard time following his fight sometimes.
Yeah, the Vision fight is where you will want to like rewind stuff, because there's things where not even the, you know, the like, ooh, I interlocked in your chest and grabbed your like fucking femoral artery bullshit. Like, it's like I phased through your ankle because it was the only thing that clipped me, but then my hand was like right there by your head. So I phased, stopped that bullshit to spin you the fuck around my arm and then punch you in the dick. Like, it was like, what the fuck? there was a whole bunch of just magical science words like inertia and motion and fucking G-force and whatever else, dude, that were being broken because it was absurd. And like, the witchcraft fight was cool because you got transported into shit and there was a whole bunch of like more like spy versus spy mind play almost in that mm-hmm. one, where Vision was just like, we have two pendulums and we're going to hook them to two individual pieces that intersect somewhere up way out of sight. And we're mm-hmm. just going to let this thing whip and go insane. And like, where they interact, we're just going to intertwine them. Like, I imagine they just had like a room of balls on rope. And they were like, okay, the red ones are the white one, the green ones are the normal Vision, and like where they collide will create intersect points. Like, it, dude, it was so, it was ridiculous. But again, when you watch it all and like you're in the story, you almost don't even care for the fight. You're like, cool, because even when Vision starts talking to himself, you're like, uh-huh, uh-huh, Greek, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Oh, shit. Motherfucker's right. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're like, you don't even care that they're not twirling about anymore. You're just glad they're hovering and talking.
Yeah. I was going to jump in on that. Yeah, that's definitely, I enjoyed a lot of the writing this entire season. You know, stuff that harkens back to like where he was talking about how grief is love persevered or whatever. And that was a great line. That was from a couple episodes ago. And then the one, you know, the whole like
brain battle. Like, their fight, you're right, was cool to watch, but, like, the brain battle and watching two completely logical beings, like, go at it mentally, like, okay, and then, like, he's getting ready to blast him, and then, like, you see the other one's, like, thinking, so the other one, like backs down, he's like, did you get what I was saying? Because if not, I'll blast the fuck out of you. Like, what do you want to do? You want to do this? We'll go some more. But we're literally the exact same person. So yeah, no, like, one's got an advantage here.
Yeah, like, he's like, you say, like, may I proceed or something like that after he, like, throws out his, like, quick hypothesis. And the guy just stops and he's like, all right, you got my attention. I will hover down to your level and we'll have this gentleman's discussion. Like, I started laughing so hard at that point.
I'm going to use that from now on. I believe it's... I require elaboration. Like, I'm going to use that at work for all the time. So yes, the Vision fight was great. Where they all break, like, so, okay, I had to, like, geek out. I love, like, the family pose when they're all, like, ready to fight. The boys and Vision and Wanda are all, like, and another great line. He was like, boys, I know we haven't trained you for this, but she's like, but you were born for this. And then she sets off, you take care of the military. You know, mommy's going to go handle this witch. I was like, that's so fucking cool. And then the boys do it.
Like, I was thinking about that the other day, you know, right? Like, there's milestones within, you know, your children growing up. Or even you as a parent, like, going, all right, oh, I'm going to back the fuck down off this watchtower over here. I give up. I'm not doing it anymore. We're going to let the dominoes fall where they fall, right? I was thinking about, like, superhero powers, like, outside of, like, the whole, because they kind of did it in The Incredibles, like, the baby, like, right? Everybody just expects a baby superhero to be fucking bananas bonkers. Like, basically, keep that kid in the iron fucking lung until it can speak and enunciate what it wants or tell you with its hands. Because you're just going to get blown the fuck up, frozen, melted, like, whatever it may be. Like, heaven forbid, baby was, like, some super crazy telekinesis and, like, all of a sudden you're stuck in fucking La La Adventure Land in, like, some fucking vegetable state. And then you both die. You know? Anywho, like, those things were troubling my brain the other night. But, like, where do you know, like, when the talent is for your kids? Like, in, like, that situation where something is so big that you go, I actually have to call upon my superhero children. You know, like, a lot of times it's, you just see they had a baby and then they go in and make a teen comic somewhere and you're like, oh, in this world he's a baby, but I know he grows up to a teenager. Cool. And you just kind of, fuck it, whatever, who gives a shit about the middle years? They suck. Everybody had acne, like, you didn't know what to fucking do, who to talk to, like, you hoped you had friends, not sure if any of them really are, like, okay, cool, like, no one wants to relive that shit. Like, give me the fun parts, right? Tell me this bitch can fly controlled. Good, let's go. But that is awesome, how she just goes, go take care of the military, and the two just looked at each other like, yes! We've been let off our leash.
Right. And after taking care of them, no problem. Let's not forget that Hayward shoots at kids.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So we weren't sure he was a fucking dick. He's definitely a dick now.
Oh, no. Yeah, that guy. I mean, I feel everyone knew he was a dick, but at least you kind of just went, okay, you're a dick. I get it, because you're scared. And yeah, she's like brainwashed a whole town. And you're thinking more like hyped up military, but no, this dude is just like straight up bona fide hatred for supers. Like when you basically like look at a kid that runs like Sonic, and you go, meh, there's a couple bullets. Like, you are not a good person ever.
Hey, and then, but at least him doing that at least got us to see,
Oh, homegirl's power kicking.
Oh, yeah. Friggin' Photon's power, man, or whatever they're going to call her. Yeah, that was wild.
I like how they dripped out like they got shot into like the jelly molds in CSI. You know, you're like,
Hey, let's not forget
it. I want to know what, like, that kind of stuff always bothers me. Right? Because we see them go in, and it's always one thing where it's like a cone shape that kind of goes in, right? So it's almost like their body makes a hole around it and then it just kind of goes through, but it always shows it like dripping or like slowly coming through the body, like out the other side. So I always want them to do a bullet cam for me one time. And like, I get it. Wolverine, we just get to see a bunch of shit get ripped up and a bullet bounce around and then like instantaneous healing as it's like going in. Like, let's watch it from the tail end of the bullet, right? But her, like, I want to see when that thing is like aimed right at her pancreas, it's like, ah, shit. Like, what does it do? Like, does it just go like 8-bit pixely because it's photons and that's the only way we can visually describe it? Totally fine with that. Not a problem. Like, but if we can go to, like, what was it? The nether realm in between particles in like Ant-Man. Like, mm-hmm. I want them to do that zoomed in, hyped up to like, this is their superpower ability. Like, we are there. Computer graphics and visually, like, we could do that. Like, we could show Wolverine getting shot and healed up instantly. We've been doing with vampires forever. But someone cool like that, or like, you know, like Vision, you just go transparent. Like, we get it. You just literally phase out of matter and you're like, I'm going to keep an outline, ba-da-tis, and go about your business. Or reflect light for a little bit. Who cares? Whatever. But yeah, I need that, like, on her kind of character, like, specifically, you know, like a blob person, you know, like anybody that's kind of like physical matter, but when they, I don't know, fucking nightshade through another vision realm kind of thing, like, I want to see that so bad.
Right. I need to see the best part is that everybody we saw in this show, we'll see again in a future either movie or show, either for them or with them in it for a significant amount of time. Because I want to see what all of her stuff is, because I'm pretty sure
we need to see her final form.
I'm pretty sure she was like well across the street when she said, Hayward, no. And then she's got some sort of, I'm not sure if it's like super speed, but she could definitely move. Like, she got there quick in front of them. Yeah. And I can't figure out if the one that Billy caught was before she got there or just one of the ones that got through her. Or whatever.
No, that was the one that went over her shoulder. It was like,
okay, so he did catch one.
It just missed her completely because it was like the one bullet that wasn't going right through her midsection. And then he was like, yeah, I got that. We're cool.
It was so good. And then so let's talk about Wanda and Agatha's big fight. The fight was awesome, but the revelations out of it, we got her new... Oh, okay, so the rune part, that was wild. So they're kind of, you know, it's that whole, like, in the comic books, Agatha was a teacher, and of course, the way she leaves Agatha, I'm assuming she's going to come back for, like, controlled advice or controlled, like, lessons. Maybe not, like, school lessons, but, like, okay, I'm going to let you out of this for a second, but you're going to tell me how to do this, and I'm going to put you right back in this, you know, this prison you're in. But, like, she learned the rune thing, which she pulled off. Except I couldn't tell, I'm assuming that she didn't have the runes up the whole time. Because here's my thing. I'm thinking the fight happened either one of two ways. And I think it's plausible for both. A, she cast... no, because she hadn't gotten out of the basement. So I guess I'm wrong. She was casting the runes as she was fighting. Because she was missing her.
When she ripped the place apart and let everybody out before the fight started. Mm-hmm. And then when she was missing the walls, she was basically writing everything right then and there.
Okay, so if we're saying she possibly could have cast through, I'm not saying she has to use her hands to make the runes. I'm with you. She did pull the walls apart to let everybody, you know, leave and stuff, and so she could have written the runes at any point. It is her walls. Okay, so let's say that. So there is still two ways then. So one, she wrote the runes as soon as she realized the boys were in trouble. And then at some point, every bit of magic that Agatha cast was her either letting or making Agatha see what she wanted to see. Like, none of it was actually happening to her. You know what I'm saying? Drained.
The runes were definitely, like, written during the fight.
During the fight?
Okay. Yeah, like, it was, if you were going to do the two points it could have been, it was either when she ripped it apart And she like laid him in there because she just set the trap for Agatha. But why go through all the other bullshit if she did that? There's no point for that. That you only
for
have
all
that,
of
you,
the exposition.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, fight. You only have that fight because now you need to the story to be told. But if it happens and then midway as she's flying around in the air, she's like, oh, yeah, we're in my dome. Let me just ruin this bitch up because I learned that earlier.
Right. Which I'm. And that was so that was I was trying to figure out how she was able because she kind of like played, quote unquote, played dead at the end, you know, and she was all draining and shit. But I'm like, was she actually at that point even being drained or was she just showing her what was she making herself appear that way to Agatha?
No, I also think like you got to take into consideration how strong Agatha actually is.
Very
and
true.
How unrehearsed. The Scarlet Witch really is like everything she's done has been pure instinct. Like, ah, this just happened. Oh, I got to save my family. This was her. Like, I saw what Agatha did. I understand like some runes now. And then like she was throwing them at a wall, writing them live. Like, I would imagine that even though she threw them up there, like, is it still going to work kind of thing? Like, you're not going against just somebody that, like, as soon as they're slapped up, they're like, oh, shit, I'm done. It's,
right.
You know, like, you got to knock them down in power level and yada yada. And her whole thing is draining. Like, that's just what it is. She absorbs the power from other witches to get stronger, mm-hmm. You know, so she could try to suck the power out. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like. WandaVision, so the Scarlet Witch is gonna win, but
well, but the whole show has been around Wanda showing us exactly what she wanted us to see, and I wasn't sure if that was gonna carry over, especially because first she pulls. Let me tell you what, Wanda is able to disappear with some snark, that's for sure, because she floated up in front of her and she was like, "I'm gone," and she was out, and then she did like she harkened back to like when we first met her at Age of Ultron, so she did that like that real like rickety step to get close behind her, and then do her whole like brain thing to Agatha that brought him back to the pillar where the zombie witches were, and I thought maybe from that point on she was just letting Agatha see what she wanted her to see, and luring her into like. Giving her the entire exposition and being able to, you know, finally suck Agatha's power out and become the Scarlet Witch. That was all. That was,
why
I don't know.
Why would she need to suck Agatha's power out? She's already the Scarlet Witch.
She ended up sucking some of her power. She was doing all kinds of shit at the end. And how about that outfit? How about her new outfit? That is rad. That is awesome.
I don't even remember it.
The whole Scarlet Witch outfit, man. When she got the crown and the black and the maroon and the stuff, that was great.
I do not remember it. Her fucking Assassin's Creed like hoodie. Is that
yeah,
what you're talking
about? Well, I mean, with the whole
dude,
thing,
like that's like
as soon as they're done fighting in the thing, and she floats down, she's literally in the full new garb, man. She's not in mom clothes no more.
It wasn't
she's in a new outfit,
like, dude. Again. I've watched people that are supposed to be poor in TV shows dress like that for the last 20 fucking years, man. Like, it's a trench coat hoodie. It, like, just because it's leather doesn't make it a superhero outfit.
It's a fantastic leather off-the-shoulder thing with the full cool looking crown. It's badass.
Like, her crown's cool because it emanates from, like, just her power. It's, you know, it's not a decorative ornament that she puts on her head. And then she had on clothes.
No. Did you take a piss during this part? Did you forget it's 2021 and there's pause buttons? What the hell?
I'm just saying, dude, like what you're getting excited about is trivial at best.
Who on you? That is not trivial. That is a reveal right there.
A reveal of what? A reveal of a beautiful woman? Like
it's her
what?
Final
like,
form, man. She's got her
it's
whole costume.
Her final form.
Come on, she's completely become the Scarlet Witch, and she's in.
I know, but I'm just saying, dude. It's not like the craziest, like oh shit, fucking outfit out there, dude. It looks like a witch outfit. I don't know how else to put it. Like, it wasn't a bonkers remake. It didn't really change her color theme. It didn't do anything. If anything, they were like, fuck it. Make it a whole bunch of medieval black and trim it in a little bit of fucking like dark red. Maybe a burgundy red. Like, it looks cool. I'm not arguing that, but to be like, oh shit, because she got out of sweatpants for that? No, man. Like, hey, no.
Look, it's a pandemic. Anybody getting out of sweatpants deserves a little bit of something, you know what
Dude,
I mean?
But I'm saying, like, her classic outfit for Halloween to me was like way fucking better than this. This was just grumpy colors for a witch.
It's at least practical. It's at least not like the girl's got pants.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you could go in a fight. It most certainly makes sense, but I didn't think, like, I honestly thought when she hit her final witch form and they, like, decided to go on, like, out of sweatpants mode, it would have been, like, red. Like, because her jacket was red. I mean, mm-hmm. her fake outfit was red. And, like, this is just this black with
burgundy. Like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Burgundy trim on it. And it's, like, I get it, dude. She's sad, so maybe the outfit's supposed to be, like, saddish and her color will change like a mood ring when she gets her family back or whatever. Like, red's the happy color, but even then I hope it's not like a burgundy red. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna do it, at least make it like the fucking like bright motherland fucking red, you know what I'm saying? Like, just go to town with it. Like, but yeah, I really did not like the whole black and burgundy thing. To me, Agatha's outfit with her, even though it was black
was
and purple and
wild,
blue, like, that was a very like Puritan Salem witch looking kind of outfit that she just slightly updated it enough to be like, I can still wear a duster in 2021. Fuck you, right? Like, you're that kind of cool.
Yeah, we didn't bring that up last week, but you're right. Her outfit was definitely pretty sweet. Agatha's was.
But I honestly, like, I was kind of disappointed.
Hey, man,
like, when she
that's the hill
up,
you
want to
die on, that's fine. Take your stand.
Oh, dude, I've already took my stand so many times in this. Like, I got mad about whether fingers touched in space and wordings chose on a show I really don't even like as much as this one, probably. I don't know. I'm not sure
Very
yet.
True. All right, so last thing we'll talk about before we wrap this episode up. The reveal that Evan Peters was just the Ralph that Agatha was always talking about. He was the guy that lived in the house that she took over when she arrived in town, and his name is literally Ralph Boner. And he's nothing to do with the X-Men, nothing to do with the character that actor has played, that he was literally playing
pretendly. Yeah, there's no Fox connection.
It's
just like, hey, how can we bring this guy into a show and kind of fuck with people? Like, that's what it is.
Right, exactly. And so I guess I'm not upset that Evan Peters was on the show. You and I both have a long history of enjoying his work, American Horror Story, all that good stuff. I feel like of all the people to choose to play that one part and to know that it's literally a troll of us, but it wasn't even like, I don't know if it was meant to be a troll. I know he was happy just to come on and hang out with everybody, but it's just like, you know, why that? Like, why not hint to it? Why of all that,
because it makes discussion. Like, it's the same thing with,
but
the,
then
the
it turns out
Paul,
to be
like,
nothing.
Paul was a mistake. So what? Who cares? It was fun. Like, I don't understand this obsession with something always having to lead to like something else. If it's wrapped up, like, why does it need to all of a sudden branch somewhere else? It's just fun.
But you know what? That would be true if we weren't talking the Marvel Cinematic Universe, where nothing just is for fun. It's always the history we have been shown in the past 20 movies is that nothing is done not on purpose. If something is done accidentally earlier by a director, they make sure to retcon that shit later on, i.e. like the Infinity Gauntlet showing up in, like, I think the original Thor in the basement storage room, and then later on in Thor 3 when they already put Thanos and everything was rolling through, she was like fake. Like, they address that shit. Like, nothing in Marvel Cinematic Universe, and this is like not my opinion, this is just how they've shown us for the past decade.
I know, man.
Nothing has ever been just for fun.
Oh, shit. We're on to something really good. We gotta fix a few things. So, yeah, you gotta go the fuck back through. But when you've already planned out the next 10 fucking years of the shit, you know exactly what you're doing. So do not be surprised now if not every door leads to another goddamn door. Like, it just may be a funny, ha-ha, we got all of you because we own all the networks. What actor is not going to come when we say, hey, do you want to fuck with all of your fans? And then he probably looks on Twitter for 30 seconds and goes, yes, yes, I fucking do. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, like, to me, that's just good fun. Like, if you, why, if there was no contractual, like, hoops to hump, like, jump through and shit, like, why would you not have fun with that? Like, if someone has already played Quicksilver and they just so happen to be of
owned by you now,
American Horror Story television fame, and is also like, yeah, sure, why not?
Right.
It, to me, those are just wins across the board for everybody.
Agreed, because he could come in and play that part. The same reason up until last episode, they never called her Scarlet. We all knew she was Wanda Maximoff, who is the Scarlet Witch, but they could never say Scarlet Witch in the MCU because Fox owned the Scarlet Witch, like the word, like the term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when she said it, everybody's like, oh shit, they said it. Now, you know, all that is all coming to fruition.
Yeah, but a lot of, again, like that, a lot of that is just strictly because we now own something. We have to fix something that we couldn't do before. Like everything from WandaVision out, basically, there's no real retrofitting going on. They're like, dude, we got rid
of... We nailed it.
All of those actors, like, they're not coming back. Maybe one or two of them, the guys that were the sub-characters and now the major characters, we're bringing in some whole other fucking characters. Like, everything is literally all of them just going, look at all the shit we've already done.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, it wasn't... To me, I could get it where it was like, we watched this show... And then because of Twitter and there's so much inside reporting, it was like Evan Peters magically signs on last minute. Then you're like, yeah, all right. I know they got this dude just like threw some money at him or like, fuck, cool. And then you're just like, ah, whatever. Right. But here, this is one of two things. It's either just a shut door. We had fun with the guy because we could. And he happened to already play Quicksilver, or ta-da, we set up fake people that can be brainwashed who just so happen to look like characters they played in other movies, and
right?
And maybe the multiverse, like when that shit happens, he absorbs that Quicksilver and boom,
right,
you are Quicksilver again, but it just doesn't look like the Quicksilver we know from the MCU for whatever reason, and you'll get a bunch of jumps like that or something.
Yeah, I don't think I'm with you. I don't think he's done in the MCU at all. I don't think he's done as Quicksilver. And I think you're right. When the multiverse thing happens, as soon as the multiverse happens, anybody can be anybody again, or, you know, and people who are dead cannot be dead because of multiverse and all kinds of stuff. So
yeah, there's all kinds of bonkers shit that can happen, but I also wouldn't be surprised if like he just turns into like almost like an Agent Wu, but just strictly for like, you know, Photon and Wanda, like just cause he's been hooked up by the crazy witches. Like, well, that and he's fun to watch, but like, you could do something goofy with him now where he was under Agatha's spell and he's like, well, I personally enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. And then, like, right, there's all kinds of little ways to make him reappear again. So you're just like, yo, that's cool that a famous person just takes a guest spot on granted, a billion-dollar franchise, but whatever, right? You know, you're like, I mean, when you're walking into nothing but A-list celebrities everywhere and soon-to-be A-list celebrities everywhere, it's just kind of like, cool. What's up? I only got 15 minutes of work today. See ya. You know? Like,
right. I need all the red M&Ms in my trailer. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Kind of thing.
Well, an all-around good season, a good start to this phase of Marvel. We will be reviewing Falcon and Winter Soldier next. That kicks off on March 19th. So everybody stay tuned for that. So we get a week. You get a week off. You get a week off, sir. I give you a week off from our hobby.
From our hobby. Nice.
And we want to thank everybody for tuning in for this whole season of WandaVision with us. We thank you every week for the listen. And we hope you guys tune in for Falcon and Winter Soldier. Make sure you subscribe so you know when we drop our first episode review. And until then, we'll catch you on the flip side.
Yes, and if you are someone like my buddy Echo who listens to this show so he can talk about it with people who actually watch it, I would recommend you watch it in one full season. Don't go episode by episode and like set up a weekly schedule like that. Just take out big chunks of it, watch it. It'll be far more enjoyable.
True.
And we like all of you the best.